Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. It's time to get ready. It's time to get your house in order. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Where would we be? If it had not been for the Lord on our side. It was only God that kept us all during the night, all during the day, and nothing but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to think about that every day. Lord, if it had not been for you all day. Oh, God, with all that's going on in this world, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you'd been taken out of here. But thank God, he loved us enough to keep us a little while longer, and for a purpose and a reason. That's what you got to think about. You here for a purpose and a reason. Don't have you here for nothing. For a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's for a purpose. I thank God. We want to live out our purpose. We want to live it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be obedient to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you for the purpose and the plan that you have for us, God, that we are living according to your word. We pray, God, that we are living epistles of you, God. Lord God, whatever you say, God, we believe it. We stand on it, God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for every mother, every father. I thank you, Lord God, for every child, Lord God, that's being obedient, God. Lord, I thank you tonight, God, as we pray that bodies are being healed, people are being set free. Oh, God, I thank you as we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our life, God. Oh, God, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, that you're the author, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Don't finish that finished work. Oh, God, it's going to be done to you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for, oh, God, everyone that has come on and everyone that's coming on, God. Oh, God, we're going to magnify the Lord, oh, Father, together. Hallelujah, praise God. We're going to rejoice in the Lord, God, our Savior, and lift him up that he may be magnified. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do. He said, I fearfully and wonderfully made you, and I created you in my own image, and I created you to praise me. Hallelujah. I just want to bless him and praise him. What about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, as I was just praying, praise God. Hallelujah. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. We are praying that we may say something tonight to heal something that's on the inside of you. Praise God. That we may send the word and it will touch your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise God. The Lord is good. And he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad to see all of you all on again. I just want to say how glad I am to see all of you all tonight. Praise God. I have a quick announcement. Praise God. We got coming up on April the 8th. Praise God. We have a pastor coming from Ghana, West Africa. And I'm thinking that he may do some of our shows. I haven't talked to him about it, but I want you all to be in prayer for me and him as well, that God's going to fulfill the purpose and the plan. Praise God. Our first meeting will be held here at 1228 Coin Street in Marrero, because we can't get all the people in the house. And so we're going to bring them here right in front of the house. And we want to have a good time in the Lord. So spread the news to everybody. And all of you that can, please come and be with us in this great meeting, a celebration, a time of fellowship with the Lord. Praise God. Deacon Jerry Vaughn will be our lead singer. We have the most singers that on the program, Graham. Praise God. But we want you, all of you in the surrounding area, if you can be here, please come and be with us in this great meeting. Praise God. We just want to come together and let this young man know America loves him like they show that love to us when we go over there. When I go to Ghana, oh my gracious, the red carpet is laid out for me. He wants me to come spend 6 months. That's impossible. Stay away from my house 6 months. But he has spoken to me about coming over there and working in the orphanages and teaching and singing. Because when he knew me when I used to go, I used to stand up on the tree and teach them praise songs. Yes, I used to teach them praise songs. And the bishop would love it, and they would love it as well. So we want him to come here and be blessed like they blessed us when we were over there, because truly they did. I can't say not one word. People walk from miles and miles and miles just to hear the man or the woman of God that's coming from the U.S. to bring the good news. And, you know, it really blessed me to see people come so far, and then they would spend the night on blankets and sleep until it was time for the service. So I want you all, if you can't be with us here at the house, because we're going to sit around and eat, praise God, hallelujah, after the service, praise God. But as many as you come, and if you have to come from afar and need a hotel, they got one right up my street in front of the house, the company is right there where everybody can get a quick room, praise God, right in front of the house almost, right away you turn into my street, you turn into the hotel, right there, praise God. Everything is available, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is there any prayer requests? Please press 1 on your phone if you have a prayer request. Praise God. And we're going to ask our prayer warrior, Keys, Sister Keys, to pray over our prayer request. Not Sister Jackie, her sister Felicia. Sister Felicia Keys, to pray over our prayer request. All right. We are ready for prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, just keep the ministry in prayer. All right. Sister Keys, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. And yes, ma'am, I'll be able to pray.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. And so we have two prayer requests here. Minister Gwen, go for it.
Good evening, saints, to everyone. just continued prayer and agreement for my total healing from head to toe. And I received a call where a good friend of mine, Sister Hamilton, I've forgotten her first name, but her last name is Hamilton in Mississippi, was afflicted with a stroke, and she's paralyzed on one side of her body. And her siblings are very, very concerned about her. And I did let them know that I would be in prayer and we would all be in agreement for her total healing and recovery, and continue prayers for my family, my entire family. Thank you.
And also our sister Gloria Dean, she don't come out anymore. We want to keep her in the prayers. She said she had pneumonia and it left her feet hurting. She can't hardly stand on her feet. So she hadn't been out for a while. And she missed church again today. Gloria Dean Charlotte, our dear sister, and also Sister Bowman, I am concerned about her because she had a lot of death, and sometimes that can throw you into depression. Okay, Sister Kathy.
Good evening, everybody. My prayer request is for emotional stability upon myself and God's people, and to touch and agree and lifting up Sister Bowman on depression and spirit of death all around them. You know, it'd be a bit much. And then, you know, just emotional stability, for not just myself, but for God's people, for my family members, and just so much is going on. So be in prayer and lift us up that's going through emotionally at this time. Amen.
All right. Mother Patterson, is that you up there? Mother Patterson. Is that Mother Patterson? Maybe not. Okay. All right. I think those are all the prayer requests.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, we come to you this evening, Lord. Lord, we're saying, please have mercy upon us. Forgive me for anything that I may have done that may hinder my prayers, dear Lord. Father God, I'm asking that you just cleanse me, Lord. Cleanse me and use me for your glory, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that things are as well as they are. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance to serve you. We thank you, Lord, that we have breath in our body on tonight. Father God, we thank you. Father God, Minister Gwen Vernado is coming to you in prayer, dear Lord. Father God, she's praying for total healing in her body, Lord. Total healing, Lord. She's praying for Sister Hamilton, dear Lord. She's had a stroke and she's paralyzed, dear Lord. Her family is concerned and worried about her, Lord. We know that when you dry up that blood from the stroke, dear Lord, that
the paralysis will ease. It could go away. Everything could be restored back to normal, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying that you work a miracle out, dear Lord. Father God, give her strength in her the body, the part that's not able to function right now, Lord. We know that you can heal it, dear Lord. We're asking you to do it for your glory, Father God. Heal as only you can heal, dear Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, that for the healing that you will give to Sister Hamilton, dear Lord. We're thanking you for Sister Gwen's great health, Lord. We're thanking you for the total healing of her body. We're thanking you, Lord. Father God, Minister Vivian is coming to you. She's lifting up her friend, Sister Gloria Dean, dear Lord. Father God, she had been down and sick, and the illness caused her feet to give her problems, Lord, to where she's not able to stand and come out and worship you inside of the church house, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just touch her, Lord. Touch, strengthen her, Lord. Touch her toes from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, dear Lord. We ask that you just touch her body, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Strength to where she can come out to church and worship you. Strength that she's able to stand up and do what it is she needs to do in the home, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for her. We're thanking you, Lord. We're lifting up Sister Bozeman to you, Lord. We're strengthening her. Lord, she's been battling different things, going through grief after grief after grief, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that no depression set in, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Let her know that you're with her, Lord. Just comfort her, Lord. Hold her up, Lord. Give her something positive to look at. The grandbabies or something else, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing for Sister Boston, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. And, Lord, we do know you said that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. Lord, give her the strength to bear everything that she has gone through, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you. Sister Kathy is coming to you, dear Lord. She's praying for emotional stability, dear Lord. Father God, emotional stability, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Stabilize her emotions, Lord. Let everything be well. For healing for not only her, but all of God's people, dear Lord. For anybody battling depression, Lord, we ask that you just help them, Lord. Give them strength. Any emotional disorder that may be going on in their lives, Father God, we ask that you just touch, Lord. Heal, comfort her. Give them strength to handle whatever is going on, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that on the 8th of April, there will be a great church service with the man from Ghana, the preacher from Ghana. Father God, we thank you. Thank you that her yard will be overflow, or the church or the building will overflow, that he will feel the love of America, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Sister Vivian and for what she brings to the to this line and to your people, dear Lord. We thank you. Father God, I'm lifting up everyone today, Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for traveling grace and mercy. We're thanking you for those that's battling depression, any emotional disorders that may be going on, any physical ailments within the body. We asking you just to touch, Lord. He'll deliver. Father God, I'm thanking you, Lord. I thank you for another year of life. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for keeping me, Lord. Thank you for those three times when different ones wanted to count me out. Even doctors gave up, Lord, but you said not so. I thank you, Lord. My life is yours, Lord, to use me as you please, Lord. Let me continue to be a walking, living testimony for someone, Father God. Father God, those behind the prison walls, the mothers that are crying out for their children, dear Lord, comfort them, give them strength to handle whatever is going on, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those family members that have people that are sick, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for walking through those hospitals, Lord, and just spreading your the anointing. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your miraculous work that you're doing. We thank you for meeting the need of everyone, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you once again. We thank you, Lord, for just being God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you that things are as well as they are, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. Father God, anyone with a silent prayer request, you know what it is, Lord. If they thought it, you know it, Lord. And we ask that you just touch, Lord, deliver, heal, set free, dear Lord. Most of all, save someone that may be lost. Save our unsaved loved ones, dear Lord. We're thanking you for your healing. We're thanking you for giving us strength to intercede and stand up for someone. We thank you for those that have brought
their loved ones and their prayer requests to this line, dear Lord. Hear our cry, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord. We know you could do anything but fail. We know that you're a man that shall not lie. Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for working things. We thank you for healing bodies. We thank you for strengthening the minds. We thank you, Lord, for just showing yourself mighty and strong in each and every one of our lives. We thank you that your light will shine through us. We thank you that when someone get up, they'll be able to tell that you've done it, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for saving souls. We're thanking you in advance for this great ministry service that will be going on the 8th. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for Sister Vivian, all that she brings. Thank you for the overflow from the United States to show their love, their outpouring, and just showing the unity that we have. Thank you for unifying us. Thank you for binding us together closer than close. Thank you for letting us reach out and help our neighbors, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families, Lord. We lift up our whole families to you, dear Lord. Lord, strengthen those that need strengthened, Father God. Save those that need to be saved, Lord. Use your willing vessels, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and thank God for you in this service. Amen and amen. Amen.
And praise God.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist June Paul, is that you? Evangelist June Paul. Saw her number. Minister Gwen, can you give us a praise song, please?
Yes, praise be to God. Good evening once again, Saints, and thank you, Pastor Vivian, for this opportunity. And all I hear in my spirit is the word praise. So I'm led to sing a familiar song, very familiar in the gospel. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, Savior. He's worthy to be praised. We're going to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Let me say it again. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. We're going to keep praising him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Well, tonight is family night. Tonight is family night. This is the second Sunday in March. Praise God. And it's family night. Praise God. And we're going to talk a little bit about the family. Our men are fallen. Our men, that's our title. Our men are fallen. I know in every way, as you look on the news, you'll see where somebody just got stabbed or somebody just got killed. Some man was stealing the money from the church. Oh, it's going to start at the head now. Come on, somebody, let's go there. They were stealing the money from the church. They were beating their wives. All kind of things when God called man to be the head. He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, make up the hedge. Couldn't find none. Praise God. If you just look around, they're doing all kinds of things. Things that you just wouldn't think. You just wouldn't think of. Our man is falling. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Nehemiah. And it came to pass about that when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became furious and angry, very angry, and mocked the Jews. That's the problem right there. Anger. The enemy of the family must be identified and overcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just a minute here. God. The enemy of the family must be identified in order to break this trend. The devil is attacking our husband, our son. Praise God. Hallelujah. In every way that he can attack. He is the same enemy who threatened the families of in Nehemiah's day. He worked through a man named Sanballat, who is typical of Satan himself. Man has been falling from the beginning in the garden. God's still looking for a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sanballat literally means a fallen branch. Our man, a fallen branches. They are behind bars. They're killing up each other. Our men. God. His name represents one who was created beautiful but became a fallen one. How descriptive of Satan, who was once called Lucifer. Star, the morning star. He was the most beautiful of God created angels and bore the highest places in God's presence. That's in Ezekiel 28:11-15. We have had men put in high places but fallen. Fallen men. But he became filled with pride and led a rebellion in heaven against God and was cast out. Jesus declared, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. They are falling like lightning. I mean, if you go out here just in one day, and find that everything happened in this one day. It's more than you can comprehend because you're not hearing it all. Because it's not about your city. It's about this whole entire world. Man is falling. By the thousands. Just in one day. Luke 10:18. Isaiah reports Satan falling like fall with these words. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. Isaiah 14:12. It is the same enemy that we face today whom Nehemiah faced then. He has not changed. His target is to attack. His target is, and our men are weak. And we're saying, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it says they got feeble knees. They're falling to adultery. I'm saying, you just name it. There's so many, they're falling to so many things. When he told them to stay out of silly women bed, our men is falling. When Sanballat saw the restoration of the wall on the way, he was very angry. Anger causes a lot of the stuff that we are facing today. Why was he angry? Because he had enjoyed ready access to Jerusalem. As long as the walls were down, he could enter in at his own will and keep the people there under his control. See, man wants to be in control of something. His pride wants to keep him high. Oh, my God. But God said, your pride will bring you low. Why was he angry? Because he wanted access to something, Jerusalem. He wants to be over something. I know, I've seen that. I've seen it, y'all. Praise God. As long as the walls were down, he could enter in at his will and could keep the people there under his control. The walls meant the end of his dominion. This is in the Bible, y'all. I'm reading you what's here in this word in Nehemiah chapter 4. The enemy of kingdom living is disturbed when we see the walls of perfection going up around the family. He is the only one who has anything to lose. Jerusalem could never be a strong city as long as its walls were down. We can never have a strong house as long as the walls are down. He said, build up the wall. Build your house on a strong foundation. The same is true for my family and yours. We are all in the same boat. Each family member bears his share of responsibility by maintaining a place in God. If they don't do that, your house gonna fall. It's in shame or something going down. My God. For we are warned by God's word. We are warned daily. From the beginning of the word to the end, we are warned what's going to happen if you don't obey the word. Like a city that is broken into without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. Proverbs 25 and 28. Sanballat takes up the first form of attack. He marked those who proposed in their hearts the wall, and he will do the same toward us, Satan. Who do you think you are? What do you hope to accomplish? Can you stand strong in the face of the enemy? Belittling? Will you preserve even in the face of mockery and strengthen life in God? What do he want to do? He wants to have his way. Nehemiah 4 and 2. And he spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy men of Samaria and said, are these feeble, look what he called feeble Jews doing? Oh, he's so strong. Or he want to possess everything. He want to call you feeble. And God said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Okay? Hallelujah. See, God tell you, God's going to lead us all the way. God said, be strong in the power of his might. Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burned one. See, that's what the devil is saying. Oh, can they do that? You think God gonna help them? The devil said it in your ear, trying to pull you back. Sanballat is meeting privately with his counselor. The old devil got all of his imp. He meeting with them saying, oh, they can't do it. We got them. We got them. We got them. I say be strong in the Lord. Let that word, let the word of God teach you, keep you, strengthen you in time like these. Oh, saints, we have a heavenly wiretap, Satan headquarters. And we can go into the enemy's camp and pull down. Yes, we can. It ain't over yet. It may look bad. It might look like there's no hope. Our man is falling. Their state is falling. From the priesthood down to the lesser one on drugs, they're steady falling. But there's still hope. Because we have, as it just said, the word of God. And we can know all that, we can know all what Satan is plotting against our families. Yes, he's plotting to take out your son, my son, your daughter, my daughter, grandchildren. He's trying to think ahead of us. But God goes ahead. He prepares the way for us as we pray, as we come together like we do. Prayer line on radio program. Even when the pastor comes from Africa, it's for a purpose and a reason. It's to encourage us in the Lord. God's not sending in him here for nothing. God said in his word to go ye into all the world. And he does this. He's been going in other parts of the world, but have not been able to get into the United States. But his country gave him a visa to come into the United States. Hallelujah. Don't you know that's for a purpose and a reason? Don't you know he's going to bring a word of warning? God does. He warns his people. I'm saying warns his people. So we have to be very alert when God is sending his people on missionary trips. To warn the people. I'm telling you, it's to warn the people. There's a time when the king of Aram was warned against Israel. Israel knew this king every move, because God revealed it to his prophet, Elijah. God going to reveal things to you, me, and the prophet. Praise God. Yes, the king of Aram thought there was a traitor in his camp. So he confronted his soldiers. Will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, no, my lord, O king, but Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel and the words that he speaks in your bedroom. 2 Kings 6, 8 through 12. Praise God. And Paul said concerning Satan, we are not ignorant of your scheme. I tell the devil all the time, I will not be ignorant of your scheme. You keep on butting at me, but I'm going to keep on knocking, just like little David took his slingshot. I'm going to bust you between your eyes because I don't accept what you're doing to me. See, we have to let that devil know. Back up off of me. I'm not ignorant of your scheme, because in 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, God tells me, God will reveal to us every plot and plan of Satan's devices against us. This is how we will defeat Satan in his gate, the place of his private counsel against us. He cannot deceive us, who us into warning against flesh and blood. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. Praise God. For we will know who is the real enemy is, and we will wrestle triumphantly against the principalities and the powers in heavenly places. Because that's where they are. They're out here for me. And Satan is getting them ready to, oh, yeah, well, we're going to attack here, and then we're going to go in that house, and I'm going to leave y'all in that house to keep on tearing it up. You don't want no rest in your house. You don't want no peace in your house. So if he got the husband, he going back and get the son or the daughter or the wife, whichever one he think is the weakest link. God tell us to be built up, teach our children. Praise God. We should be more aware of what we can do to the devil. We need to get it in our hearts that Satan trembles when God's people begin to move in obedience to God. He fears the family that is moving into divine order and function. Let me tell you, families are right now are torn. Families. I don't know one that don't have something going on. Families are being bombarded by Satan. There is no perfect family anymore. There is no perfect family. Something is going on. Praise God. The enemy is trying to convince himself that God's people cannot succeed. He's trying. I said he's trying, but he will not succeed. Satan will not succeed. Praise God. What are these feeble Jews doing? Yes, he calls them feeble Jews. Devil is a liar. You are not a feeble person. You are strong in the power, and I speak it to you in Jesus' name. Were you being tormented in your mind? Were you being tormented and saying that you've been troubled as Sister Kathy? The devil is a liar. You are whole, and you speak wholeness in your body. Your mind, your spirit man, that I will not be tormented by you and your imps anymore. Devil, you're a liar. My home is whole. My mind, my thoughts are on Jesus. I walk in the spirit of holiness daily. Let not the enemy deceive you, for God created you and fearfully and wonderfully made you. Praise God. Well, I know I'm not going to finish this, but I'm going to say this. You are God's children, heirs of the promise. They are fulfilling the prophecy in God's time. God said they could return from captivity and rebuild the wall. And he said the same for us. We are not feeble in Christ. We are not feeble in Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. I close on that tonight because I can't finish it. But that I wanted to say, you are, go and proclaim it for yourself. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are one who have been set aside for his purpose and his glory. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you in Jesus' name. Just get that word and proclaim God's promises upon you, because his promises is true. And that's for anybody on here. Oh, yes. Just get that word and go there and just decree God said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. Decree who God is to you. Stand on it every day and know that God is keeping you. I decree and I declare I shall live and not die, and you too. May you be blessed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And God be blessed, everyone.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Gwen.